I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Employees had to hold her back. Finally, her co-workers pushed her into the bathroom while she was screaming obscenities at the customer. It was not her day. But the customer here, Francisco Hernandez, explains to us his experience.
The chalupa was very hard. It was overcooked. Right. But again, I was so hungry and I ate it. I just claimed that the items were not correctly, and that's it. And then I mentioned that my waiting time was, you know, past normal. And she went back to my table and threw the box at me. Retaliation.
Right. It's a chalupa to the face.
She takes her Taco Bell cooking very seriously.
Well, she takes a lot of pride in the selection of the ingredients and the crafting of a beautiful a tortilla with meat, cheese, and vegetables masterpiece.
I mean, how hard is it to prepare a chalupa? I mean, granted, I don't know, but I would think it would be, I mean, it's simple to not overcook the chalupa.
Is that going to be the Pompous Gourmet's worldwide segment? We'll do the chalupa. You know, sometimes people think things are overcooked, and it's just that the fryer oil needs to be changed. Mm. It makes things too dark.
Sometimes. Oh, yeah, there's Nancy Know-It-All.
Yeah. You're probably right about that.
Yeah. I'm sure if you had suggested that to this woman, she probably would have stabbed you.
She probably would have dunked my head in the fryer.
All right. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in 1 hour. Please leave one now on the world-renowned performance by the Boston Bruins last night, or any other topic. Bruins one win away from being back in the Stanley Cup final.
Yes, thank you.
And you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on that, or on President Carter's broken hip.
Oh, please don't.
Or any other topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. And the weather this morning brought to you by MyPillow. It's going to be cloudy. There may be some sun here and there. Sun is out right now here in Brighton. Temperature is going to be 62 for a high today. It's 44 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And MyPillow is your go-to for freshening up your bedroom. Right now, get 50% off the four-pack special and free shipping when you use promo code WAAF. That's two premium pillows and two travel pillows, half off when you use the promo code WAAF at MyPillow.com. This is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX HD2, Boston. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I know it's early. It's only 7:03, but I'm going to go Instagram Live because Natalie, the Uptalker, is here to uptalk the sports this morning.
Yeah.
So we'll get I got a little Instagram Live going on right now.
Hi.
There we go. Natalie, say hi to everybody. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you doing good?
I'm good, yes.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen you, Uptalker.
Yes.
Have you been uptalking your way through life over the last couple of months? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What do you think of the royal baby name?
Archie?
Yeah.
I heard it might have been Harry's like war friend.
Oh, like, his like war friend.
I heard they might have named him after that.
I didn't hear that. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's big news. That's big news. How have you been?
I've been good. How have you been?
I've been great. What's going on in your life? Anything interesting?
Nothing much. Just working like usual. Uh-huh. I'm just like really over the rain.
Now, I think everybody's over the rain.
It's like really depressing.
It is depressing, kind of. But of course, it's bathing suit season. Are you getting ready for that? Or do you have, is it boyfriend season? When's cuffing season?
Cuffing season's
in the
fall.
Winter.
Oh, that's the winter.
Ew.
Okay. Ew. So summer is what? Like dating season? Like, you know, you don't do any cover? What are you doing, Danielle?
Just let it go.
It's Sam Hunt song, Single for the Summer. And then he's like, and then in the winter, I'm not going to be single anymore.
Right. maybe what I will do, by the way, to follow me on Instagram so you can join me in the Instagram Live, it's Greg Hill 107. That's how you find me on the gram. And maybe I'll have our vice president of social medias, Stanley Stizgrimy, take over the Instagram. Ooh. So I don't have to hold my tiny little hands up in the air or hand up in the air. So you want to take over, Stiz? And are you ready to up talk to sports this morning?
I'm ready to get roasted by the listeners.
Don't worry about that. I want to tell you something.
It's gotta be bad, but whatever.
Listen, this is the way this show goes. There are texters who say, like a 978 texter says, I love her voice.
Aw, thanks.
And then there's a 978 text that says, this is like a train wreck. I hate it, but I can't turn the station.
That's a good thing. Still tuned in.
And, you know, LB is out for a while. But we need to get some fill-in sports people here and there. And so I thought it would be appropriate to have you up talk the sports.
Thank you for inviting me.
All right. Are you ready? You have your sports copy over there. All right. We're going to get the sports music. Now it is time to up talk the sports. You're listening to Up Talking the Sports The Hillman Morning Show with Natalie, that other chick.
Okay. So the Bruins take a 3-0 lead on Carolina.
Yes.
The Bruins are just a win away from the Stanley Cup final.
Isn't that exciting?
It's so exciting.
Yeah. Are you a Bruins fan?
I'm an everything Boston fan.
Of course you are.
I have to admit, I don't watch every game.
Right.
But I am always going to support every Boston team. So.
Of course. Boston's strong.
Right. How many pink hats do you have?
I do have a pink Brady jersey.
Right on.
Of course you do.
So does Greg.
Okay. So Bruins with a big win last night.
Yes.
Yeah?
Chris Wagner and Brad Marchand scored as Boston beat Carolina 2-1 in game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals, and we actually have some sound for this.
Oh.
Cleared back out again, 2 seconds and one, and the Bruins have taken a 3-0 lead in the series, winning the game by a score of 2-1.
All right, that's good news.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
All right. The Red Sox lose to the Rockies in 11 innings. Ryan Brazier, gave up an RBI single to Mark Reynolds in the 11th inning as the Red Sox lost 5-4 to the Rockies at Fenway Park. And we also have sound for this.
Quite a brilliant effort by Chris Sale, who struck out 17 in 7 innings. The Red Sox come up short as they fall to the Colorado Rockies in 11 innings, Rockies 5 and the Red Sox 4.
All right.
That I actually heard about. Oh. I heard that in the background.
You heard?
Yeah.
Wait, in the background, were you out or something?
It was on the TV and I wasn't watching, but I was here.
You were hearing it in the background last night. Okay, that's good news.
All right, continuing. Uh-huh. The Red Sox and the Rockies wrap up their brief 2-game series tonight at Fenway Park. Not sure what time. And then in NBA news, probably 7:10, right?
7:10, that's correct.
Usually, see?
Probably,
yes. I know. Uh-huh. See? Uh-huh.
I know.
Uh-huh. All right. In NBA news, the Warriors are off to a hot start in the Western Conference Finals. Steph Curry nailed 9 threes as they took game 1, 116-94 over the Blazers in Oakland.
Oh, excellent.
And then one other thing. Uh-huh. The Pelicans earned number 1 pick in the NBA draft. The Pelicans will now have the first pick in the 2019 NBA draft after winning the draft lottery last night.
Oh, I'm Natalie.
My name is Natalie, and that was a WAAF Sports Minute.
All right.
Nice.
Up talking the sports.
Thank you.
Excellent job, nice. Natalie. Excellent
good job. Natalie.
Who is your favorite NBA player? Can you name an NBA player? Can you name a Boston Celtic?
Yes.
Who?
Obviously, I'm drawing a blank now because you put me on the spot.
Well, they
can I name a They wear green
or white. Yeah. Who would be a former Celtic?
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Legend, number 33.
Aren't there any current NBA players and showing up in the Kardashians? One of those awful reality shows?
At Salve, they used to practice on the off season, the Celtics. And so I saw when Chris Humphries was on the team, he was in the gym when I was in the gym.
Oh, all right.
Isaiah, I don't know.
All right,
like that
kind of counts.
Yeah. I mean, they were like literally at our school.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of cool. And we would like see them like at the local CVS and stuff.
Oh, you would? You'd see them hanging out at the local CVS?
Yeah. Were they buying Magnums though?
And then they like blacked out like the court, like the window to the basketball court because we couldn't watch.
Were you guys trying to take selfies with them?
Yeah, and like when they went to their bus, we had to like, we like made this like line and we were all taking pictures and stuff, but they had to just like walk through.
All right. Well, not a bad job by Natalie.
No, very good. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I'm talking to Forrest. Yeah.
She even threw an LB in there, like, I don't know what time the game starts.
Yeah, Google it. Yeah. Google it. You should have said Google it.
If you watch the game, you know.
Yes.
If you listen to the show, you know.
All right. You hanging around for a little bit?
I have to do the 9 o'clock sports.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right? She's got to uptalk the 9
o'clock
sports.
Also, I heard there was a nerd report, and I'm kind of a nerd in certain aspects.
Oh, you're in the, I don't think we knew that. Okay,
not like star, anything star, no offense. I'm like not about it. Yeah. But I love superhero movies. Like,
really?
Obsessed.
What did you think of Endgame?
When you were saying, like, I think about it all the time, it consumes me. Same. Like,
right.
I haven't stopped thinking about it. At all. I left and I was like crying. What?
You and Shu the same? So it
we both cried.
It consumes you all the time? Like you're always thinking of Avengers?
Literally, like I'm always thinking about it.
Really?
So I have to see it like one more time. But it's just like, when do I have 3 hours to like go to the movies?
Yeah.
Because like if you go even at like a reasonable time at like 7, like that time, it was like a solid 3 hours. It wasn't like 3 hours with the credits. Yeah. It was 3 hours. Right. So,
But it made you cry?
Yeah, like...
Were you bawling your eyes out?
What part did you cry? I don't know. In the beginning.
Oh, my God. Like, when Spider-Man came back and hugged Iron Man.
But you said
within
the first 5 minutes you cried.
Oh, when Hawkeye loses his family.
Yeah, that was sad, but I didn't, like, cry. But, yeah, I was totally... Yeah. When you guys were talking about the mayo on the hot dog, I was like, why isn't anyone getting that obscure reference?
I was too busy crying.
Yeah, and I was, like, so obsessed with The Dark Knight when that came out. Like, it was super embarrassing because I was in high school and I would literally wear, like, Joker t-shirts all day, every day, and I wonder why like no one liked me. And like I was like super weird, but like now I like Marvel better than DC because it's just funnier.
Here's a text, a 508 text that says, Natalie is adorable.
Thank
does
you.
She like bald headed, bearded, tattooed dad bodies like me? That's from a texter.
I like people's personalities and their souls,
you don't care about their looks.
Not necessarily.
I am the soul. I am not the beard. I am the soul.
All right. Well, we've been Instagram live. So thanks
on my
to
bad side, but okay.
That was your bad side? Well, I'll get you.
You tell me next time, girl.
I
will make Stan go on the other side of the board to get your beautifulness improper.
All right, Natalie's hanging out and we will be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the brooms out. I don't want to jinx anything, but... unlikely.
Easy.
Unlikely that your Bruins are not headed toward the Stanley Cup Finals. Danielle, again.
I know it's a different sport, but let me tell you about what happened in 2004. Boston Red Sox, down.
I don't want to bring anything like that up. Very difficult to cut. When you're down 3-0
in the playoffs.
NHL playoffs, it's very unlikely that you come back.
And Tuca
stole that game.
Where was that? There was that part where he was like, he stopped a shot, it got rebounded, he stopped it again, and then another one went off like his neck protector
or something like that.
The guy was unbelievable.
He stood on his head. The term is standing on his head, and he did. And
oh, you said neck protector.
It is a. It is. I mean, I could not be more excited. So, there are some creepy text messages coming in about Natalie the Uptalker, who uptalked the sports a few moments ago.
I think they need to be read in the creepy text voice.
Oh,
please!
You're gonna
there
do
are some
the,
gems coming in.
Yeah, I do like when you do the creepy text, the creepy DM guy voice. Go ahead.
For instance, this 774 texter.
Well, I love the way she plays with her hair. Very sexy. I bet it smells amazing.
That from Joe Biden?
Her hair, say,
her hair smells amazing.
That's the former vice president.
Is that Pantene? It's going to make me cry.
Here's a 207 text from my adopted home continent of Maine that says, Natalie is such a great sport. I love the uptalker.
And I do
so.
Great sport.
Yes, you do.
nice sports. Work. Nice.
Hashtag sport.
Hashtag sports ball.
Cause sports. Tomorrow,
yes.
Last show of the week. I am off to my daughter Julia's graduation at St. Lawrence University. I'll be crying like a baby. Mm-hmm. So last show of the week tomorrow, and it will feature Stowe 5-0 at about this time tomorrow, 7:30, and Inside the Warped Female Brain, and we will be joined in the studio tomorrow by former New England Patriot Rob Ninkovich, who will fill in for LB. So,
love it.
Ninko on sports and other things on tomorrow's show. There's another one, Danielle, the $100 creepy text, the 617 text, if you could read that.
I would give Natalie $100 for her socks.
I don't even
ew.
Not wearing
oh my for God. Her socks.
Okay.
You know, there's... I just want to stick my nose between her toes.
Ew.
Okay.
Just kind of nuzzle them a little. Maybe
that's
I could
gross.
Do a YouTube video.
Ew, that's gross.
Ew.
let's see. This is Chris. Good morning, Chris. Hey, Chris. Is Chris not there?
Chris, right. Are you there? I slide into your DMs to check on you.
Chris, call back if you want. The weather this morning brought to you by the Boston area campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, and it is going to be partly sunny, and the temperature is going to be 62 for a high today. It's 44 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Train for a media career in months, not years, at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in the Boston area. Check out gocsb.com to schedule a campus tour and find out if the program is a good fit for you. Day and evening classes begin in July. Connecticut School of Broadcasting, reinventing training in broadcast media. Let's see. Here's a text that says, I am a woman and I hate uptalkers, but I love Natalie.
Thank
you. So there you go.
How can you not?
Yeah.
She's so pleasant and lovely.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
By the way, speaking of accents.
Yeah.
Big news this morning for those of us who have lived here for all of our lives and may have a Boston accent.
Yes.
We have huge news, which we will get to in a second. This is Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Kevin?
Bruins 3 in a row, baby.
Yep, one, huge.
One more.
Yes.
Listen, Greg, when you're attending Julia's graduation, you said you're going to be definitely crying tears. Will they be tears of joy at the last check that goes out for the tuition,
yes,
or tears that she's actually graduating?
I think both. Danielle brought this up the other day, and
yes,
certainly it's nice to write that last check. But my little girl is a all grown up woman now, off to enter the working world after a summer in Maine.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
You need that. You get it decompressed.
Right, yeah. You
get
to recharge.
Finals are very stressful, especially your senior year.
Let's see. I get a text that says, where is LB and why? I've said this many, many times. I'm happy to keep saying it. LB is dealing with personal stuff, mm-hmm, and that really is his business. Should he want to call in or whatever and share that, I'm sure that he will.
Yes. I'm sure he'll update you at some point.
But mm-hmm, it's really his it's his thing. So I don't, you know, I don't, I, you know, I it's that's people's personal stuff is their personal stuff. Am I right about that?
Yeah, you're right, but I blame you. I blame you for this. The constant insults to his small penis, and obviously,
oh, is that what
it's pretty obvious where he is. He's getting a penis enlargement, and I hope it goes well, buddy.
Yeah, listen, there are many things, in my humble opinion, that are more important than work, and so we wish him the best with everything, and he will. I'll be back at some point, and I don't know when that is, but I will let you know what I can let you know. That's that. So, I can't believe this, but the Boston accent,
my favorite,
has been determined to be the second sexiest accent in our country.
Second?
Yes.
I don't understand what weird, bizarro world did this survey take place in? It's wild. Big 7 is a travel company, and they did a survey across their 1.5 million social media followers, and they found that the Boston accent, the masshole accent, was the second sexiest in the country. Would you like to guess what number one was?
Jeez, the Southern accent?
Or? It is south of us. Maybe.
Is it by state?
Yes.
Is that
by,
how
oh God, it's not New York, is it?
Is it Texas?
It is Texas.
Yeah. Really?
That drawl. Yeah.
Oh, the Texas drawl.
Texas came in at number one.
See, I have an issue with that because I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
And it takes these people hours to get a sentence out. You spit it out.
It's like molasses in your mouth. Actually, that's more like Savannah.
So the masshole, the Boston accent, is the second sexiest accent in our country.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. Who the f*** do you think you are? The only guy in Charlestown with a gun? You guys run numbers and pump dope. You're an old guy with a f***ed up face who don't know his glory years are behind him. I ain't f***ing working for you. Got it? You got a problem with that? I live at 551 Bunker Hill Street. Stop by any time.
Yeah, guy.
Wicked sexy kid.
I love it.
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to drive 4 hours each way down to New York just to see a bunch of f***s dressed up in tights and fake whiskers pretending to be cats.
Okay? Oh, okay. Huh? Oh, so a guy.
How about Bugs? They got their own show yet?
All right, Jesus, all right, let me ask you a question.
Two if by C, and I've said this to Dennis's face, so I don't mind saying it on the radio, might be the worst film set in Boston in the history of all films set in Boston.
Worse than Fever Pitch?
Yeah, just a dumpster fire, a complete dud of a movie.
Jeez, if you ever disrespect her again like that, I'm going to pull your f***ing card, okay? So you're saying you didn't do it? Fine, we'll take your money and we'll be on our way.
He's a violent, sociopathic Haitian criminal named Cheese. Either you know him or you don't. Favorite part of that movie.
Don't tell me about my world. Don't tell me about my world. I mean, you just want to have your little fling with, like, the guy from the other side of town. Then you're going to go off to Stanford. You're going to marry some rich who your parents will approve of and just sit around with the other trust fund babies and talk about how you went slumming too once.
Oh, cue Mini Driver crying. What? What? But I love you, Will. Give it a kiss.
Great movie, though.
Yep. Such a good movie.
Great movie.
How about them apples?
When I tell you to dump a body in the marsh, you dump them in the marsh.
In the marsh.
In the marsh.
In the marsh, kid.
Well, let's see. Here's a 774 text. I can confirm. When I lived in Florida, the ladies would swoon over my Boston accent.
What? Wow. Well, I mean, you really want Florida ladies swooning? is this the epitome of... I don't know about that.
Let's see. I just went... Here's a 508 text. I was just on vacation in North Carolina, and everyone I encountered loved my accent.
Y'all, your accent is great.
God bless your heart. Listen to
bless
you
your
talk.
Heart. Listen to you. Bless your heart.
What is this dodo bird saying?
What?
Jack Nicholson did a horrible job in The Departed. What?
He did
Get
movie masshole.
Here.
Huh? He did movie masshole. He did it justice.
But he was great in the role.
Call off the tail.
I don't care. Call off the tail. I mean, I'm sorry. That movie is
fantastic.
Amazing movie. That's worth watching 5, 6, 7 times.
Even Leo great DiCaprio. Movie.
Yeah.
Who didn't really have a great accent himself. Still awesome.
No.
Awesome.
So what else? Do you have all of the, like, what are the top five? Do you have the rest of them on there?
I do have the rest of them. So we mentioned, if you're just tuning in, we're going over the top sexiest accents in the country. So Texas was number one, Boston number two.
Amazingly, Boston
I can't
is
even
two.
Wrap my head
I
around it.
I,
okay?
I can't either.
I can't, excuse me. New York was number three.
New York was New York. Number three? That's probably because of AOC.
I don't know about that. I tend to dry up when I listen to her. But number four, your adopted home state of Maine, the Mana.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Again. Not my thing, but okay.
Number five was Chicago.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Chicago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then rounding out the top 10, we had Mississippi, Hawaii, Philly, which is a terrible accent.
Oh, my God. The Eagles. Go Eagles.
Yep. St. Louis and California.
St. Louis?
Yeah.
There's, like, no accent.
I just, some of them I don't even.
Yeah, the St. Louis accent.
What?
Yeah.
All
right.
Wow.
Let's see. Here's a 781 text that says, you guys were just talking about Leonardo DiCaprio. Has he ever been in a bad film?
Well, is that weird scene in The Revenant with the bear?
I never saw The Revenant, but was that, is that,
that
worth,
was really
is,
good.
Was it, is it worth watching?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Excellent movie.
I mean, I can't think of a bad movie that he's been in.
He was in that crappy remake of Romeo and Juliet in the 90s.
Excuse me, with Claire Danes? That was gold with John Leguizamo. That was a great movie.
Awful.
You're something else.
Speaking of remakes, the Great Gatsby remake was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
You didn't?
So.
Oh, it was pretty good.
Because the Redford one was so great. I was just
Mm. That was filmed in Newport. The original.
Thank you, Natalie.
In Newport. Texter says Inception was terrible. I thought Inception was pretty good. Right.
It just gave us a great reference for the future. Inception with everything. It's like Inception. A turducken. Inception with meats.
Lots of texters are saying the beach is horrible. I didn't see the beach.
I didn't
so
either.
maybe that's true. This is Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, morning.
What's up?
I'm just going to willing to bet that none of you guys in the studio would ever say marsh like Jack Nicholson did there.
Mash.
Mash.
Dump that body in the marsh, and don't forget my birthday's on March 3rd.
No, none of us.
No.
My whole family would, though.
Would they?
Oh, my God. My East Boston family? Yeah, I revert to hard math. Like, if I'm around Auntie Yvonne, Auntie Netta, Auntie Kathy, Lauren, Stacy, any of that side of my family, and within 5 minutes, I'm reverting a complete, total. It happens a little bit slowly, and then by the end of the thing, I'm like, yeah, I'm good. How's Uncle Rocky doing? He's cutting back at Santa Opsian. I know, Auntie. Remember when you used to make the Halloween costumes for me, Locke, Stace, and Sean?
Well, it's probably like how Madonna had an English accent after she lived there for 4 years, right?
When I tell you to dump a body in the marsh, you dump them in the marsh.
I think we have a confirmation from our discussion about blueberry muffins yesterday that people in Massachusetts absolutely do say marsh, because if you think back to Jordan Marsh.
Jordan Marsh.
That's right.
Not Feline's.
Let's see. This is Joe. Hello, Joe.
Oh, hey, honey, it's your first time in Boston. Let's just stop to pick up some Virginia Slims first.
All right.
I'm going to get a pack of Capri's 100s. Pink one.
Yeah.
No. I used to get old ladies like that when I worked at Walgreens in high school. They'd come in and get the Virginia Slims and the Capri's because it made... I'm like, yeah, makes you look elegant to smoke a Slim cigarette. Totally, reconfigures the whole smoking experience.
Let's see.
Yeah, very elegant.
This texter says that Shutter Island was a horrible movie that Leo was in, but
I never saw Shutter Island.
The book, I read the book, and the book is based here.
Mm-hmm.
I think the movie is also.
Yes.
But it's a weird...
back when we were getting the tax credits.
spoiler, it's a weird dream. One of the dream things.
Give it a second. No, people have had 10 years to watch it.
It's been out for 15 years. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. Everybody dies in Manchester by the Sea at the end.
Yeah, in the fire.
I hate to break it.
Also, if you're not up to speed, the entire season where Bobby was allegedly dead after he slammed into the tractor trailer on Dallas, it was a dream. Pam woke up and went into the bathroom. Bobby was in the shower, and he turned around and he goes, well, hello, darling. And the season ended. And we don't know who shot JR. Yes, we do.
Let's see. Here's a 781 text. Nothing I love more on this show than the awkward silence when a caller isn't funny. Well, I mean, what are you supposed to force a laugh and go giggle?
No, like I don't Scott think from so. Weymouth forces That's... it himself.
Oh, that reminds me. Oh, and those guys.
That should be the bat signal for Scott. That's Scott's ringtone, him chuckling at himself.
Him laughing at himself?
Danielle. What? I thought we were friends. Here's like a random song from the 90s that you should use for the rejoin.
I like how he said earlier this morning that he was getting tired of calling the sports stations.
Right.
But then he calls them. He'll call this afternoon. He'll call again.
Right.
It's all he does is call radio stations. The guy has nothing else to do. Does he have a family or anything like that? I mean, I don't know.
Time for an intervention, if so.
They're pretty sick of him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, there is news that we have to get to. It is 7:39, and we're going to get to today's nerd report coming up in just a little bit. And then after 8, probably 8:35, it's Wednesday. So we have to address Game of Thrones because there's such, Shu mentioned this yesterday, or no, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
There's such diversity
when
it comes to the opinions on that episode Sunday night. You either loved it or you hated it.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have our discussion at 8:35 or so. And we're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages at 8. You still have time to leave a last-minute voicemail message on your 3-0 lead Boston Bruins or any other topic. The Hill Mail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Leave a message right now, and we will play your messages back coming up at 8. Coming up after we play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back in about 10 or 15 minutes or so, I've had it with Cambridge and this and this City Hall news story, and I'm last straw.
Oh,
okay, for me.
I mean, it's been a long time coming.
Cambridge,
with the People's Republic.
Cambridge, last straw, and we'll discuss that and see what you think about it. Coming up after we play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back.
I hope there are no straws in Cambridge.
I'm sure there aren't.
Valid point.
I'm sure there aren't.
Excellent point.
Speaking of Cambridge, there is a controversy at Harvard University this morning.
Yes. Harvard Lampoon, the oldest satire magazine in the country, is being criticized and is now pledging to overhaul its editorial process after someone photoshopped Anne Frank's face onto a bikini-clad body with the caption, "Gone before her time. Virtual aging technology shows us what Anne Frank would have looked like if she hadn't died." Which, okay, maybe that might be an interesting thing to do if you hadn't put her on a bikini body. The Lampoon was swarmed with complaints from students.
Yeah.
They accused the magazine of everything from anti-Semitism to trivializing genocide. And Alon Goldberg is a Harvard student who has some reaction about this.
We're not joking. We're not, you know, going down this slippery slope of making jokes about genocide, about, you know, objectifying a girl who was killed in gas chambers. I can't think that, you know, a Harvard student was trying to belittle the Holocaust. It just doesn't make sense in my mind.
Well, I mean, it is satire. Shu, I'm curious about your opinion on this. Where do you stand?
Taking National Lampoon or Harvard Lampoon's history into consideration, they've done a lot of what people would say is very offensive humor since the 60s.
That's what they do.
But I personally don't think this is funny.
Yeah, you might not find it funny.
This personally kind of sickens me.
It does.
But this is what the Lampoon does, and I think if the school is forcing them to restructure their editorial staff, I don't think they should be doing that. They put it out there. I think this is a free speech issue.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they mean to be anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't consider this to be hate speech. It's just a terrible joke.
If you would like to see for yourself and make a determination about whether or not this is offensive, you can go to my Twitter feed right now. Greg Hill 107 is the way that, no, Greg Hill WAAF is the way that you that you find me on Twitter. Greg Hill 107 is the way that you follow me on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Hill WAAF is the way you follow me on Twitter. And I've shared a link, so you can take a look for yourself. So, I mean, because somebody is offended, the entire, they're going to shut down the National Lampoon, which basically that's what they're going to
do. Right, they're going to get rid of all the editorial staff?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many times?
Well, I guess there's a difference between, the National Lampoon came from the Harvard
Right,
Lampoon,
the Harvard
correct?
Lampoon is, yeah, this the, is Harvard
the,
Lampoon.
Harvard Lampoon was the original.
Right.
That's where Conan O'Brien got yeah. his start.
Yes, a lot of people got their yeah. start writing for the Lampoon.
Yeah.
But I, to me, this is a free speech thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is, you know, is, I don't know, is the Lampoon funded by Harvard? Because then you could say it's part of the school.
Well, yeah. Sure.
So, you
I mean,
know.
I mean, but where do you draw the line? Like, is it in good taste when an actor comes to town and dresses up like a woman and right. is paraded mm-hmm. through the streets of Cambridge? Like,
right.
I'm sure somebody's going to say that that's the next thing. That is going to have to be eliminated if they haven't already.
Right?
Have they eliminated the Tasty Pudding Club or
Hasty
over there?
Pudding?
What's it called?
Hasty Pudding.
Oh, I enjoy Tasty Pudding.
Yes, you yes. do.
I enjoy butterscotch. Tasty butterscotch pudding.
What are you 90?
Oh, it's good stuff.
That butterscotch pudding is for nursing
extra
homes.
Whipped cream.
No, it's not.
No,
it's good.
That's gross.
Speaking of that, I went to see my mom yesterday. It was her 81st birthday.
Wow. So, happy birthday, OG Mrs. Hill.
Yeah, I'd like to say happy birthday to Susan Hill, 81 years young, over there in the place in Concord. Bunch
nice.
Of listeners over there.
Aw. Does she prattle about and say, that's my son?
Of course she does. Very proud. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she has to be proud of. If maybe she hasn't listened to the show. let's see. Here's a text that says the issue with the Anne Frank thing is that it's not funny.
Right.
You can get away with anything you want.
Right.
But you better be funny.
Right.
It's a terrible joke, but I don't think it's anti-Semitic or hateful.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be counted
yes,
as hate speech. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's comedy. Comedy, it's based in being inappropriate. That's what creates the laugh.
Yeah. Here's somebody who says, in this day and age, people get butthurt by every little thing, and no one can laugh anymore. But, I guess that's taste is, in this case, dictating
right.
what Harvard University
right.
is going to
right.
do.
I always say, what's the intent?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Well, isn't the intent to be satirical,
yeah,
yes.
and the intent is to say, you know, this is the most outrageous example of doing, you know, what other news organizations might do and say,
mm-hmm.
what would so and so with technology we can now show you
right.
what so and so would look like today, you know. All right, well, that's what's going on at Harvard mm-hmm. University this morning. There's also a local controversy when it comes to a new ordinance that has been passed. We discussed the idea of this a few weeks ago on the show.
Yes.
But now it is actually going into effect.
It is.
When it comes to one town's beach areas.
Yeah. In Westport, you can be fined $250 if you take rocks or vegetation from any town-owned beaches. Now, this is not, you know, your kid goes home with a rock. That's not going to be a situation where you'll get fined. What they're trying to do is prevent homeowners, commercial landscapers, etc., come down to the beach with a truck, fill up rocks that they put in fire pits, rock gardens, driveways, etc., because it's essentially eroding the top of the beach line, and that's going to wind up causing an issue later on. Sean Leach, who's the president of the Westport Beach Committee, also said that people are taking winter berries and other vegetation as Christmas decorations, and it's harming the beach area. So we can actually hear a comment from Sean.
The rocks on the beach are what maintain the beach. This is what keeps the beach here. It protects the road. It protects other places, even the flood zone. It's all part of the barrier coastal system. And if you start altering it, it changes everything else.
Huh. Well, I mean, How about having no fun? You can't even take a rock from a beach
anymore.
How
about go to the garden center and pay for them?
Right?
Is it the same people that bitch that their taxes go up when they have to like redo the coastline? And it's like, Brenda, it's because you needed the seashell pebble rock driveway.
Or you're going to have like the Westport Rock Police out there stopping people
rock
on the
patrol.
Beach? Rock Patrol.
Didn't AAF used to have a Rock Patrol?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, the Rock Patrol. Back when Johnny St. Kirk was
there. Right. Get your bumper stickers.
If you head over to Herb's Auto Center on Friday, we can meet the Rock Patrol. They'll be there from 4 to 5 and shooting T-shirts out of a T-shirt gun.
Yeah, I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, I understand you got to protect the piping plover and all the rest
of
that
beach
stuff.
Beach erosion, because the beach is part of their economy.
Yeah.
Now, what are the winter berries that you were talking about? What are
plants?
So they're a plant that people want for like Christmas decorations or something like that.
Yeah. All right. They have like little, you know, it's like it's like holly.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, doesn't the beach belong to everybody? So the winter berries would belong to everybody. I mean,
in theory, but you can't f up the beach because you need a Christmas decoration. Go to Michael's.
Yeah, but those
go online. Order one. Buy one at the Christmas tree shops. Go to the Christmas pop-up at your local strip mall with that one spot that's never been able to hold a business for more than 6 months.
Well, I'm sorry, but haven't people been taking things from the beach for the last couple of hundred years?
Yeah, but it's causing a problem.
Oh, now
sir?
It is. Now
it has been.
Beautiful driftwood and, you know, little dried out horseshoe crabs.
What about the sand dollars?
Yeah, I mean, sand dollars.
I mean, who didn't run around collecting sand dollars with a little bucket?
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.